Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. We think you'll find some familiar topics here as correspondents revisit some old chestnuts.
Is our first letter to be the last word on the cycling revolution in Norwich? We'll see, as Sheila Kefford of Norwich writes. What an unfavourable decision Norwich Highways Agency Committee has made with regard to permitting cyclists to use busy streets in the city centre at all times. Councillor Lubbock is quite correct in her comment about there being insufficient cyclists who show care and respect for their fellow pedestrians. Living within the area involved, I have been narrowly missed on countless occasions while walking along London Street and Gentleman's Walk. In fact, these days, I either tend to try to walk along the edge of the street or as much as possible in a straight line along it. The majority of cyclists go far too fast within that environment, and only recently I witnessed one with no hands on the handlebars, busy on his mobile phone. As for Councillor Bremner's naive comment that he wants to see gentle cycling, I invite him to join me on my walks in that vicinity. He will soon witness what an unsatisfactory decision has been made. The decision is an accident waiting to happen.
Norwich International Airport is another of our usual targets. Gordon Miller of Helsden wonders at the size of development tax raised from passengers and how it will be used. I read with some interest the revenue report for the Rigby Group, owners of Norwich Airport. According to their figures, 633,000 airline and helicopter passengers used the terminal, and if they all paid the airport development fee of £10 to enter the departure area, then the airport would have raised £6.3 million from just that. Why do I and many other passengers have to stand outside in the rain waiting to get through passport control when returning from abroad? They've been pocketing these sums of money for years now, and they never show it as a separate item in their revenue report, and they certainly don't spend it on the development of passenger comfort at Norwich Airport. Gordon Miller, Prince Andrew's Road, Helsden.
It's good to hear a word of praise, and this comes from Jenny Holmwood of Beauthorpe, who has visited the newly refurbished Mitre Pub in Earlham Road, which has been adapted by Sir Thomas Church as a community resource. She writes, I recently attended a friend's funeral at Earlham, and afterwards we made our way to the Mitre Pub to raise our glasses and remember her. This newly renovated pub has been bought and redesigned by St Thomas's Church next door, and what a welcome we received. The place is now light and bright, minimalist and open plan in the style of a continental cafe. I had a delicious Scottish soup, Cullen skink, made with smoked haddock, potatoes and cream. There was a good range of hot and cold drinks available, so I went for the Merlot. Some friends had chunky cheesy chips, all hand-cooked, with coffee or a nice rosé wine. After toasting our late friend, we made our way home, very satisfied with the warm reception we had received. Well done to all who contributed to this event. Keep up the good work.
Finally, what may be a tongue-in-cheek contribution from Bob Lewis of Cromer. Are beards still the great fashion item or not? Bob writes, It was with astonishment and extreme disappointment that having examined the photographs within your article regarding the 40th year of the Norwich Beer Festival, the majority of dedicated real ale drinkers appear to sport beards. Mainly the men, obviously, but not exclusively. Having been a dedicated student of the art of real ale drinking for many years and believing myself to be a master of the art, it occurred to me that I have never sported or indeed had the urge to grow a beard. I'm wondering how many more pints per week I would have to up my game by in order to qualify for a real ale beard. Also, having reached the required standard, would I have to grow one, be presented with one, or do you just wake up in the morning with it? I've copied this dilemma onto other obvious, highly qualified real ale masters in the hope that they may assist me. The likes of ZZ Top, Father Christmas, Captain Birdseye, That Bloke Off Gogglebox, and the Taliban. I will let you know. Bob Lewis, Cone Place, Cromer.